This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Topics limited during the virtual public hearing for WIP expansion. Legal maneuvering by the New Mexico Environment Department and the Department of Energy, DOE, and decisions made by the hearing officer have limited the scope of the virtual public hearing about whether the plan to dig a new $197 million shaft at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP will be approved. Discussing the DOE's plans to double the size of WIP was prohibited. Discussing the temporary authorization that allowed WIP to begin digging the shaft in April 2020 was prohibited after the Environment Department presented its witness in support. No discussion was allowed about the denial to reissuance the temporary authorization in October 2020. During the time the temporary authorization was in effect, DOE dug down 116 feet into the underground. The shaft diameter is 30 feet. Despite the limitations, seven individuals and non-governmental organizations persist in opposing the change to the WIP permit. They argue that the change should be denied because DOE has not met the legal requirements. DOE has not disclosed that the new shaft and associated drifts or hallways in the underground mine, 2,150 feet below the surface in salt beds, are needed for WIP to operate for decades longer than allowed by the permit. DOE wants to change the permit incrementally to avoid disclosing all of its real plans that violate laws and agreements with New Mexico. DOE argues that the shaft is needed for ventilation. But WIP has operated for over 30 years with four shafts that provide the necessary airflow through the waste repository. Other government agencies, such as the Government Accountability Office, GAO, and the National Academy of Sciences have reviewed DOE's plans that cannot be discussed at the hearing. In fact, the GAO created a new diagram of the WIP underground based on DOE interviews and reviews of documents that shows that up to 9 new panels, each containing 8 rooms, would be connected to the new shaft. Many members of the public have raised the issue that a new shaft is not needed because the permit states that WIP will close after 25 years of operation, or in 2024. A 10-year closure period where the panels, drifts, and shafts would be filled would begin after disposal operations end. The public hearing is on Zoom and is currently scheduled to end on Friday, May 21st. You can make public comments beginning at noon and 6 p.m. each day. Please be prompt. You can register to speak through the Zoom chat function. You can also watch or listen to the hearing. Written comments may be submitted to the hearing clerk. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more details, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. And be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.